Get started. Yep. Hi everyone, good to see you. Enjoying the snow here, and Mr. T's loving it as well. Aren't you, Tozer? Here, take another one. Right, go off and enjoy yourself instead of that fountain. Go. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 14. It's speaking about the Son of God, the risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ. And we read these wonderful words concerning him as John is on the Isle of Patmos. John loves the Saviour. John is the beloved disciple who often leans upon the Lord's breast. He loves the Lord. And yet for his service and witness and testimony and preaching, he's been exiled as a prisoner to the Isle of Patmos. And yet God is no man's debtor, because on that prison island, John saw a revelation of Jesus Christ, of things that have been and things that are and things that are still to come. And John saw this glorious revelation of the Saviour. It had a remarkable effect upon him, because we read in verse number 17, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, for I am the first and the last." You know, if we could see our Saviour now as he really is, we would be prostrate before him. But yet he's gracious. And he says, "Fear not." And as we enter into this new year with all that it entails and all of the uncertainty that's facing us already, those who know Christ can experience the touch of his hand in their lives and those wonderful words, "Fear not." But here in John 1, or Revelation 1:14, John describes something of the glorified Saviour and says, "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire." His hair was as white as snow, his eyes were like flames of fire, his feet was like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice was like many waters. And in his right hand he had seven stars, and out of his mouth went a two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. You know, as we read these verses, we're assured of several things concerning our Saviour. First of all, his resurrection. John says he turned to hear the voice of him that spake, and he says, "I am him that liveth and was dead," a resurrected Saviour. He's alive forevermore. And he says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." And yet that snow as well, and that purity speaks of his righteousness, not just his resurrection, but his righteousness. And if Jesus Christ is anything, he's inherently pure, he's inherently righteous, he's holy. Resurrection, righteousness. It also speaks as well of radiance. His head and his hair were white like snow, white as wool, his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters, his countenance as the sun that shineth in his strength. You know, if we were to see him, we wouldn't be able to stand in his presence because of his radiance, because of his glory, because of his brightness. You know, there's no need for the sun in heaven. The Lamb is the light thereof. His glory, his radiance fills heaven. It also speaks to us of his royalty. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. I wonder, is he king of your life today? Can you say, "King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary." It also speaks to us of his reign. He's in glory. He's on a throne. All things are under his feet. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. Is he reigning in your life? He's reigning in the affairs of men. He's in perfect control of all things. I don't know what the future holds, none of us do, but we know who holds the future. He'll guide us with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with its problems large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles and give to him my all.